You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 8. God will be my help. The Bible says, "The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, and it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering." Now watch this. "And the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, and it shall never go out." I want to preach just a little while, if I can, this evening, if God be my help, amen, I know He will, on this thought, stirring the fire. Stirring the fire. Here we see the thing, the Lord's laid this out here, and He said that, and the Lord spoke to Moses. He said, we need to lay this out. He said, you command Aaron and his sons, and tell them that this is the law of the burnt offering. Now the burnt offering was two little lambs that was brought out. One would be brought out in the morning, and one would be brought out in the evening, and they'd be put on the altar, as that burnt offering. And they would burn one, they would do those every day, amen? And they'd do that unto the Lord. And that fire would burn, and it could consume the wood, it consumed the offering, and they would keep that burning until it was all burnt up, amen? Praise God. What they're telling us here, what they're showing us here, is that fire never went out, amen? I want to say, praise God, the fire that we have for Lord Jesus Christ, if we remember when God saved us by His marvelous grace, it should never go out. Amen. It's a fire that's just inside us. Praise God. We cannot let it go out. You say, preacher, how do you keep fire burning? How do you keep fire burning your stove? You keep bringing kindling. You be cramming wood. If it gets down the coals, praise God, you throw your little kindling on there and you stoke it up. Amen. Praise God. I believe it's about time at the Church of the Living God to stoke the fire a little bit. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it just seems cold and dead sometimes. Praise God, bring a little firewood. Amen. It's up to every one of us, praise God, to keep this thing alive. Amen. Glory be to God. He's a God of heaven. It's alive. He's a God of heaven. It's real. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, if that don't stir you up, if that don't kindle your fire, your wood's wet. Amen. But praise God, what we do when we come in and we're worried about what Joe will think or Brother Bill will think or somebody else will think, and we won't worship God like we ought to. Amen. We ought to come to the house of God stirred up. We ought to come to the house of God, amen, ready to worship God. We ought to just forget about everything out here in this world, praise God, and take the Lord's day and worship Him. Amen. Lift up the name of the Lord, praise God, because He is God and He is good. Amen. Looks like we've been hearing in songs all this afternoon, this morning, praise God, how good God is. Hey, ain't a soul sitting in the sound of my voice this evening that God hasn't been good to today. Amen. And not only today, but yesterday and the day before and last month and last year, praise God, God's been good to us. Amen. He's helped us, praise God. So what are you saying, preacher? I said, we just need to keep the fire stirred up. It's time to stir up the fire, praise God, in ourselves, glory to God. Amen. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, He says, quench not the Spirit. Amen. One statement. He said, quench not the Spirit. He said, when the Spirit of God comes in, when He begins to run in through your heart, praise God, just jump in and run with Him. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of wildfire. I'm not talking about something we conjure up in our mind, praise God. There's enough of that foolishness going around in the world. But I'll say, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God is dealing with our heart, it's time to step up and throw up a holy hand and say, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt us at all to worship God a little. Hey, sometimes, I believe it's been some time since some folks has really worshiped God. It's been a long time since some of us has really got in. Amen. I praise God. We ought to come to the house of God to get out. We ought to come to the house of God to get in. Amen. We ought to see if we get in here, praise God, we might be able to take enough up back to our house license till next time we come. Amen. We'll get filled up enough, praise God, get enough in us, get enough on us, glory be God, it'll bless our hearts. Amen. We'll get to Kate Heppage till we get some more. I believe God ever begins to bless our hearts like He wants to. Praise God. I believe we'll be wanting what He's got for us. If you could realize now how big a plan God has for you. See, we're kind of like an old mule in a field with the blinders on. Amen. Now, most of you young people have no idea what I'm talking about. Some of you just looked at me like, huh? Amen. I'll explain it to you. Used to, they had an old mule and an old horse, and they'd hook them up in the harness, and they'd go to plowing them. I mean, real horses, real mules, man. Not John Deere's with a plow behind it, okay? They'd hook them up, and they'd put the harness, they'd put the plow behind them, and they'd put blinders on them. And that would keep them looking, focusing on what they were doing. And they couldn't see to the left or to the right, amen? Praise God, they just looked straight ahead. I believe some of us get so caught up in looking straight ahead, praise God, focusing on what we're doing. But that's a good thing. In some instances, praise God, that's the best thing in the world you could do. Brother Bud, can I use you a minute? Brother Bud, when he's driving that big old dump truck coming up 151, 50 mile an hour, trying to get to his destination, it ain't no use you to wave at him. Amen. He won't see you. He's got his hands on the wheel. He's got his eyes on the road. And that's all he's focusing on getting from point A to point B just as hard as he can go. Hey, glory be God. That's all right, praise God. We ought to be focused on getting from point A to point B as hard as we can go. We got to be focused, praise God. But I want to say there's a time with the blinders on that we can't see the big picture. Amen. Sometimes we can't see to the left or right and realize, praise God, how big our God is. Amen. I mean, our God's a whole lot bigger than what we think He is. Our mind can't contain the bigness and the immensity of our God. Amen. He's big. He's immense. He's large, praise God. He's everywhere all the time. Amen. He knows everything. There's nothing He don't know. He said, well, preacher, you don't know what I did last week when you weren't around. I have no idea. I don't have a clue. But He does. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you don't. But He does. Preacher Jeff may not know a whole lot about you. I don't know what you. I told you, I don't meddle in your business. If you need help or I see you going the wrong direction, I'll tell you. If you're sick in the hospital, I'll be there for you. You call me, praise God, I'll be there. But if you're well and you're running good, praise God, I ain't going to meddle in your affairs. Amen. I told you, I believe like Jesus said. Amen. He said, those that are well need no physician. Amen. If you're running well with God, praise God, I'm just going to say, glory be to God. Look at them going yonder. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we can see a big picture, realize it's a great big God, and He's got every one of us in His interest. Or the interest of every one of us, praise God. He's looking upon us, He sees us, He knows where we are, knows what we need, amen, and He's there to help us along the way. But what we do if we ain't careful, we get discouraged. We get distrodden, we get downtrodden, amen, and we think, well, you know what, if this thing just don't look too good. Amen, praise God, but we get to looking focused on this world. Amen, maybe we need those blinders on. Amen, maybe we need to be like Brother Bud in that big old truck, praise God. Maybe we just need to focus on God Almighty, amen. Put our focus on Him and say, glory be to God. I'm just going to keep my eyes on Jesus, praise God. Keep my eyes on the high calling of Lord Jesus Christ till I finish my course. God's got a plan and a purpose for every one of us. Amen. And He's focusing on you, praise God. And at the same time, He's a focus on me. And He's focusing on Brother Jeff. And He's wanting to help every one of us all the time. Amen. That's just what He does. And the Bible speaks of that. Amen. So what he's doing here, Paul's admonishing the Christians, praise God, wouldn't resist or reject the ministering of the Holy Spirit. If we ain't careful, we'll reject and we'll the very presence, the very help and the power that God has to help us along the way. Amen. I like what Brother Bud said a while ago. He said he was doing something, the Lord spoke to him. Amen. Listen, I tell you, what you do something, it's going to hurt you, harm you, praise God. If you'll listen, God will speak to you. Amen. God's wanting to keep us out of a whole lot of mischief if we'll just listen. Now, I know the old flesh bubbles up. The old flesh and the devil, praise God, and say, well, you don't have to do that. Don't listen to that. Oh, look out the window. There's a little birdie. What color is that? Was that blue? That's what he does. He distracts us. He'll take our mind off, praise God, because he knows God wants to help us. What's God wanting? He's wanting to stir up that fire, praise God, down in you. But the devil wants to quench it. He wants to put it out. Amen. And he's good at what he does. Amen. Take our mind, our focus off God. Praise the Lord. But when God's almighty, when he's real, he said, we just quench not the Spirit. He said, don't quench it. Amen. He said, when the Spirit of God moves upon you, he said, praise God, just go with the Spirit. What's that saying? That says, just go with what's right. Go with what's real. Go with that. That'll help you, praise God. Encourage you on your journey. Amen. So the Bible speaks of a fire. The Spirit of God being an image of a fire. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible said said the Spirit of God was like a fire. Amen. He said that power come in like a fire. I had a big old brush pile a while back. I'd been building it for about 2 years. Up there on top of the hill. And I finally decided I need to get rid of that thing. Amen. So I thought, well, I'll get rid of it. Today's a burning day. Everything will be okay. And so I took and got me a little paper and I stuffed it in. I done the old wind test, you know, checking to see which way the winds are blowing. So, you know, sometimes it'd do good if we could stop and just check to see which way the winds are blowing. Amen. Sometimes that sweet Spirit of God's are blowing in a certain direction and we're going away from it. The Lord will be running to it. Amen. It's trying to take us in the direction God would have us to go, praise God, but we're not testing the weather. Amen. We're not testing the air current. See which way the spirits are flowing. But I checked that air, boy, I seen which way it was blowing. I stuffed me some paper in the downwind side of that thing. Amen. I stepped back and I let that thing off. And about time I let it, that wind come, a big old puff. Amen. It went up under that brush pile. Son, that thing took off, praise God. I mean, you talk about a bonfire and a hag. That fire was a shooting up into the sky. Hey, man, I guess they could have seen it in Weaverville, but glory be to God, it was getting the job done. Hey, man, what are you saying? I'm saying if we'll just trust the Lord, not quench the Spirit of God, when that fire a fire from on high comes our direction, if we'll just get in with the flow, if we'll just go with that flow of the Spirit, praise God, that's a moving you and I, praise the Lord, in the right direction, that consuming fire, praise God, it'll take us places in this life. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of cold, dead stuff. But I want to say that consuming fire of God, amen, it's real and it's alive. It's vibrant, praise God. And it'll take it, it burns and it purifies, glory to God. It got rid of every bit of that brush. Only brush that was left was just a few twigs around the edges. Amen. Everything else was consumed in that fire. It's pitiful, really, because they was a little bunny rabbit. Apparently, she had been living in that brush pile. And she come out of there, you know, but a rabbit by instinct, they say that when they get spooked, they'll stay tight till you almost step on them. But praise God, she stayed tight too long. I mean, she come out of there with her fur smoking. Amen. She come out of there, just almost burn up the poor little thing. I felt so sorry for her because she stayed in that fire too long. But praise God, I'm glad that consuming fire, it burned that brush. It meant for her to be there. But praise God, I believe, glory be to God, that consuming fire was a fire that was meant to burn that brush up. Amen. To get rid of that stuff, it praise God, need to be gone. That would clear the land. That's you sow a little grass seed so the cows could eat, praise God. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that God is that consuming fire, praise God, that'll burn the dross off. You know what dross is? That's those imperfections in our life. Amen. You stir that fire up. You know what I did with all those little fragments of limbs around that brush pile? I took it up there and took me a rake. Amen. And I won't say that thing was still hot. I mean, even when it got down to where it was just cold, I went up there and I took me a rake, and I'd have to run in and grab a rake full and run back. Amen. Jerking them twigs into them coals. And I mean, they were still hot. They was hot. You couldn't stand it but a second or two. I thought, oh my God, Lord, what it would be like to be in hell. Amen. You could almost feel your skin trying to burn on you. I'm saying, praise God, I'm glad that consuming fire burnt the dross off me. Those old contaminants of my life, praise God, it's getting rid of them. That's why we need to keep the fire burning. Praise God. He said they offered up a burnt offering. Amen. That sacrifice. They would burn up in the fire. They were consumed by the fire. Amen. What does fire do? Fire used to use fire for light. Used to, the only light they had was fire. Amen. They didn't have electricity and light bulbs. Amen. The Holy Spirit represents fire. Represents light. It represents heat. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that the fire, praise God, it'll heat you up. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, for a child of God, sometimes God pours the heat on. Amen. Amen. You say, what he said? I pray God, he gets your attention. Now, I hate heat. I'll just be honest with you. I don't like summertime. I don't like it. It's hot. Amen. It's hot. I don't like hot. I don't like hot at all. Some people like summertime. Some people like the beach. Some people like it 90 degrees or better. Amen. I believe a perfect environment be a 68 degrees somewhere. Amen. Praise God. I don't like heat. But I'm glad sometimes God turns the heat up. Amen. Turns the heat up on me. Turns the heat up on my... Shows me, praise God, the dross in my life that needs to be burned out. Amen. Praise God. He lights me up. He heats me up, praise God, so that He can clean me up. Amen. That's what it does, amen. Fire gives off light, fire gives off heat. Fire has a cleansing effect. Amen. So we see it in the Lord. And that's the same thing as the Spirit. The Spirit, amen, it enlightens us. It shows us the things in our life, praise God, that's not pleasing to God. But not only does it enlighten us, it enables us. The Spirit of God enables us to take those things and turn from them, amen, and put them on the altar of God, praise God. Ask God to help us, to take them away, to change us, to make us, to mold us in the likeness of His image. Amen. It enlightens us. It gives us the wisdom to know. Amen. It gives us the ability to be changed. Amen. And it purifies. That's what fire does. It purifies us. One of these days, in not too long future, God's going to purge and purify the earth with fire. Amen. He's going to fire it up, praise God. He's going to burn out all the mess that's in this world. First time He did it with water. Amen. He had a great flood that covered the whole world. But next time, praise God, He said He's going to purge it with fire. Look what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 in verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? He said, you ought to check up. He said, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire, heavens being on fire, be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. So he said, praise God. He said, one day God's going to fix this thing up. And one day He's going to burn it. He's going to get away, get rid of all the wickedness of this world. He's going to get out of all the filthiness of this world. And said He's going to do it with fire. And He's already priming it up. I told my wife today, we was going down the road, and you can look all along the sides of the road and in the fields off to the sides of the road. They got that old sagebrush is coming up everywhere. Everywhere you look, sagebrush. It's actual day-by-day battle to keep it out of my pasture, off my farm. We work at it. Broom sage. It's coming up everywhere. Amen? And it just take it over. It'll take over your yard if you don't lay the lime to it. If you don't keep your yard right, it'll take your yard. It'll take your property. And there's nobody farming. So it's a taking. The broom sage is taking everything. And broom sage, it's no good for nothing. It has absolutely no nutritional value. A horse or a cow can eat it and starve to death. Amen. It's just part of the curse. It's not of any use. It's kind of like marijuana. Amen. It's no good for nothing but to mess with you. Amen. But it's coming up everywhere. And that stuff, when it dries out, you can throw a match in a field of broom sage and it'll take off. If a little wind gets behind it and that field's gone. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I think God's fixing this thing up. Praise God. He's about tired of fooling around with the wickedness of this world. Amen. He said, we need to stir up the fire that's in us, praise God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, and allow God Almighty begin to minister to us like He wants to minister. Quit quenching the Spirit. Amen. Being mindful of God. Praise God. That Spirit that enlightens us, that Spirit that gives us power, amen. That Spirit that'll stir us up. We need to be stirred up. Amen. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, stir up the gift of God that is in thee. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Let me just read that to you. I don't want to mess that up. Let me just read that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Well, let me just go back up to 4. He said, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, where I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Amen. He said it's unfeigned faith. In other words, he said it's not a hypocritical faith. He said it's the real thing. Amen. We ever get the real thing, that real faith, praise God, we'll be on fire for God. Amen. But he said, remember, the unfeigned faith is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Amen. Do you ever wonder if your life make any difference to anybody else? Amen. You look around, see these little old grandbabies. Amen. You look around, see your little old children. Praise God, your life will make a difference in them. They're seeing you. They're watching you, praise God. Ain't it a blessing to see these young men get up here and sing for Jesus tonight? Amen. Praise God, it blessed my heart. Went over there to the church, to the nursing home service. Amen. We was in there trying to sing. And Miles said, preacher, said, you want me to try to play the piano? Amen. Boy, he went back there and played that thing out. Glory be to God, helped us out. And we got up there and sung the best we could. I mean, we ain't singers, but glory be to God. Amen. What are you saying? I say, praise God, there's something stirring down in them, praise God, because there's something put there, amen, something they're seeing, some desire they have to be something better than what the world would have to be. Amen. Something that'll get the job done, praise God, something that'll help them to finish well. He said, verse 6, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So he said, you need to stir up that gift of God. He said, stir it up, praise God. How do you do that, amen? It's by looking at God, listening to God, praying to God, seeking God's face, praise God, every time that you can. Amen. You know the good thing about that, you're never too young and you're never too old to have a conversation with the Lord. Amen. Listen, youngest, we need to start praying. We need to start talking to the Lord, amen. We need to be calling out to Him. Amen. Asking Him, praise God, to stir us again, to set us on fire, praise God. Amen. That's what Leviticus is telling us here. He said that fire needs to stay burning. Amen. What Paul was telling Timothy, he said we need to renew that fire in you. Amen. Renew that fire. Stir up the fire. Get the fire going. Praise God. You say, well, who, preacher? You. Amen. That's who he's talking about. Stir up that fire in you. Now, I know how most people think, because I used to think the same way. I'd go to church, and I'd say, boy, If that preacher just preaches the right message, if he says the right word, boy, pray, I'm going to get in. Amen. You know what I was doing, Brother Dunn? I was waiting on that preacher to stir me up. Amen. I was waiting on him to stir me up. But you know what I should have been doing? I should have been bringing a little firewood, praise God. I should have been bringing a little wood to the house of God, a little dry kindling, praise the Lord, so if that preacher would get fired up, amen, praise God, I could be fired up before he ever stood up. Amen. Praise God. Didn't you come, well, if you come fired up, praise God, you come with you with wood that'll burn. Amen. Dry it out, praise God. You say, how do you do that? By praying. Amen. Praise a good wood, good dry wood that'll burn. Praise God. Bring it to the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put it upon the altar. Praise God and ask Him just to set it on fire. Amen. It'll become a consuming fire. It'll consume, praise God. It'll consume you. You'll get to can't help it and you won't care. You won't care what anybody else around you thinks. Amen. That fire of God begin to burn down in your soul. Glory to God. Amen. It'll be kindled up. Praise the Lord. You'll say, what fire? Your fire. The fire you have. Amen. How's your fire burning? Amen. Hello. Said, how's your fire burning? You say, preacher, it's down to coals. It's just a smoldering a little. Amen. What do you need to do? Stir it up. Anybody got a wood stove? Anybody ever had a wood stove? Amen. Everybody, have you ever seen a wood stove? Everybody. Amen. You build a fire in that thing, and when the fire starts to go out, that thing gets down to them coals in it. And you get up in the morning, and it'll look like it's plumb out. But you can take your poker and you can get in there and you can stir them ashes on top. You stir it up and you'll begin to see coals in the bottom of that thing. Amen. You'll see them coals in the bottom of that thing. And you take a little small wood, a little good dry wood. But I tell you a good secret. If you live by a place that's got a lot of them big white pines, if you'll go out right now while they're falling, get them big old white pine cones. Get you a big old sack of them. Amen. You get a big old sack of them and you put them up. And praise God, you get you a little pail. And you can, every two or three days, you go get you a little pail and bring them there and set them somewhere in the house where you can get a hold of them. And you get that thing when you stir up them coals that in the morning. Amen. You won't get you a fire going. You take you a handful of them pine cones, you throw it in there, and you lay you some dry wood on top of that. Them things will take off. Boy, they'll burst into flames, and they'll set that wood on fire. And before you know it, praise God, you've got some heat. Amen. What are you saying, praise God? I believe we ought to get some pine cones in our life, praise God. Something with some fire, something for potential. Praise God, stir up those coals. Put it on there, amen, for God's glory in these days that we live. Seeing the fire stirred up again. Because when God stirs your fire, He'll stir somebody else's fire. Somebody's watching us. See if our fire's going to burn. Amen. Had testimony. I've heard two or three testimonies this week of different people's told me that people they work with, they was watching them. Amen? Said they was watching them. They was watching their life. They was asking questions about them. Amen? I'll tell them, Brother Lynn, he's not here tonight. Amen? Teach him to lay out. Amen? He was talking about that, the boys that he works with. And he's been up here working, you know, we've been up here working the last two and a half, 3 weeks, different times and stuff. And he comes by to check on things as he's going here, there, and yonder. And one of the boys asked him this week, he asked Coley, he said, listen, said Coley, said, what about Lynn? Said, is he the same way around the preacher as he is here? Amen. He won't know, he's been watching him. He said, is he the same way around the preacher as he is here? And Coley said, yes, sir. Said, sure is. He's just exactly the way he preached as he is here. Amen. What he did? They're watching his life. They're seeing, praise God, and the fire that's kindling in him, the fire that's starting to burn in him. Folks are seeing that. Just like he's seeing the fire in you, and he's seeing the fire in me, and he's seeing that fire kindled, praise God. Amen. We're starting to put off heat, glory to God. You know what heat does? It makes the devil scared. Now you think the devil, he's the Lord of hell, praise God. Prince of power of this present world. One day hell's gonna be his home. You'd think you'd be getting used to it. The used to idea of heat. I don't say, praise God, I don't think the devil likes hell any more than we do. Amen. He don't like it no more than you do, praise God. And when the heat's on, praise God, when you and I are on fire for God, when the Holy Ghost of God's a moving in our heart and we ain't ashamed of it, praise God, it puts the heat on the devil. That's why he'll come along and tell you, say, don't listen to him. Shelby, don't listen to that old preacher. He don't know what he's talking about. He's just an old fogey. He still believes in that old King James Bible. Can you believe that? You know them people that you go to school with, they believe a different version. Amen. You ought to just go with them, run with the crowd. Amen. That's what, but you say, no devil. Praise God, I like that old King James Bible. And I like Pastor Jeff. I love him with all my heart. Amen. I like to hear him preach. I listen when he preaches so I can learn, praise God, about God Almighty. And how much Jesus loves me, praise God. Amen. You know what that does? That puts the heat on the devil and he don't like it. Amen. It changes positions. Amen. It puts him, praise God, in a predicament. Amen. That he can't deal with you like you'd like to. The heat's on. Have you wondered why the devil is so rampant today? Seems like everything's happening at such a breakneck speed. And things is happening so fast we can't even keep up with it. Because the devil, his days are numbered. This thing's just almost over. It's almost finished. We just like the final touches on this thing. And he's going to step out with a shout and a trump and he'll say, come up hither. Praise God. And those that love him, those that have been born again, praise God, are going to go out of here. It could be any moment now. Amen. So what do? While we're waiting for him to come, stir up the fire. Amen. Stir up the fire. Stir up the spirit, praise God. Turn loose the spirit in our heart, amen. Allow him to motivate us and to move us and to take us places, praise God, where God would be pleased with our lives. Amen. So God can get the glory out of everything that we do, amen. Praise God. We got to just realize that we got to be stirred up. But let me ask you a question. Are you allowing the fire to be stirred in your heart? Or have you allowed the fire to go out? Amen. Have you allowed the fire to go out? Amen. You say, no, preacher, it ain't plumb went out. Well, praise God, it's time to stir the coals. It's time to stir up that fire within us like he told Timothy, stir up that fire. Amen. He said, I know it's in you. He said, just stir it up. Folks, listen, I know it's in you. Praise God, we've worshiped together for almost 13 years, most of us. For 13 years, praise God, we've seen the power of God so real on this place. We know it's real. Amen. And all we got to do is come together, one mind, one accord, stir up, praise God, that Spirit of God that's in each one of us for His glory. What do you got to do? Quit quenching the Holy Spirit. Amen. That means just line up with God. Amen. That straight and narrow way, praise God, and God will be, He'll pour out His Spirit upon you. He'll bless you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. That's the thing about our God, praise the Lord. He'll love us in so many ways, praise God, you'll have to like one or two of them. Amen. But the question is, amen, what about your life? What about the altar of your life? You stirring up that fire? You keeping the fire burning? He said in verse 13 in Leviticus chapter 6, listen what he said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. He said, it shall never go out. Amen. He said, you got to keep that fire burning. Amen. You see, it's not up to me. It's up to you. Amen. It's up to you whether you keep that fire burning or not. I'm talking about whether or not you keep seeking wood so you can keep burning. I've been trying to give wood away for over a month. Nobody wants wood. I know, bro, that's exactly right. But when we have the first frost or the first snow flurries, people would be piling up down here to get. Preacher, you got any of that wood left? You got any of that wood left? Praise God. But they sum up, some people starting to wise up. I think we had about 9 loads going out here this week. Amen. Folks are starting to realize, praise God, that it's time to start a fire. Amen. Time to stir up the coals. Time to get on fire for God. Amen. That's what He wants us to do. What about you? Do you want to be stirred up? Do you like it? Would you like to see that fire burning again in the house of God? What about at your house? What about your house? Wouldn't you like to see the Spirit of God, the fire burning at your house? Praise God. I tell you what, this little old girl here blesses my heart. She gets up here and sings. She knows these songs by heart. I mean, she can't read a lick, but praise God, she'll get up there and sing them just almost verbatim, word for word. And she'd get the house just singing atop her lungs, sometimes going through play at the house. Nobody around her. She's not trying to impress nobody. But she'll be singing about Jesus. Amen. Why? There's something in her, praise God. And you know what that does? That stirs up something in me. I say, glory be to God, what a fire. Let her burn, Lord. Let her burn. Amen. Praise God. Kindle a fire in her little heart. That's what we were, as mamas and daddies, as mamas and papas, we ought to be praying that for every one of our youngins, grand youngins. God, stir a fire, kindle a fire in their heart. Amen. Praise God. And we ought to be there to help it burn. Amen. Whatever it takes, praise God, to keep it going, we ought to keep it going. Praise the Lord. I appreciate it. It blessed my heart. Miss Tara had an idea to take the youngins, youth out and go to Garland Farms yesterday to have a good time with them. And boy, Darnell Farms, and go have a good time. And boy, that blessed my heart. They had a blast. Amen. Good, clean fellowship. Amen. And we can have that all the time. There's not a reason that any of us... They ain't a reason that all of us can't get together and have good fellowship in the Lord. Amen. Just good fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just lifting up His name, praising Him till He comes. Amen. Just enjoying what God's given us. Amen. And do it for His glory. Say, thank You, Lord Jesus, for the times that we have. Amen.